We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now in his weekly spot, Ty Montgomery.
And Ty is sponsored by Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. Ty Montgomery of the woebegone New York Jets. I got to give you credit for coming on today. Now, you didn't do anything wrong last night, I have to say. You're returning kicks. In fact, you had that real nice kick return right away. But of course, there's a illegal block or whatever kind of dumb penalty there was on that kick. So I can't get on you. But I want to ask you this question, seriously. Did you feel that this team this week was prepared to play football? Because it sure as hell didn't look like it last night.
Honestly, yeah, I felt that all week. I don't know what happened. Maybe there's just some like mystique about the Patriots that we all have to get over or something. I don't know.
Do you get that sense?
Do you feel that?
Do people feel that way when they're going up against
Brady
and the crew? I think
there's something to that myself. So, but you really feel that, Ty?
I don't know. I mean, I know one thing's for sure. Like, whenever anyone's playing the Patriots, you hear people talk about it in the media and, you know, being on other teams and, you know, knowing that we're about to play the Patriots, we're like, it was always talked about and people get really serious and it's just like, we're playing the Patriots, everyone needs to be locked in. So maybe there is, I don't know. But to give them credit, they have a really good football team.
No, they do.
They have a really good football team this year.
When they march down the field, and this is not your problem, you're not playing defense, and they convert on four straight third downs, and they're up 7-0 before you take the field, as you're returning that kick, because I'm thinking to myself, boy, wouldn't it be great if Ty Montgomery takes this back to just like the 35? I'm not even asking for that much. Just
and
because,
he did. That's basically where you
and
got
I did. Yeah. I think I did.
Right. No, you did.
That's why I said it. Because you did that. What is your reaction as a guy who actually gave the team a little bit of a spark? As a fan sitting at home, I felt sparked. I was like, all right, great. They're not starting at their own 8-yard line until you did start at your own 8-yard line. What's going through your mind when you see that stupid yellow flag laying on the ground?
Honestly, I saw the flag, and I thought to myself, well, after they made the call, I was wondering what the flag was. And then when they made the call, I remember seeing the block because I ran off of that block. And I thought to myself, if that was the penalty, then we have a great game ahead of us because we can do this again. You know what I mean? It wasn't some, like, really bad holding call because a guy got beat really bad. It was just the new rule this year with the blindside blocking and, you know, a lot of guys are frustrated with it because we're not sure how we can make those blocks. Because sometimes those are important blocks that you have to make. And, it hurts returns. It hurts big plays when you can't make that block anymore. So, I don't know. I honestly was just like, you know, this is a positive. You know, we got almost a 35-yard drive start off of a kickoff return, the first one of the night. I think this is really positive for our special teams and for our team in general.
You know what, and the coach to me should be fired today, but that's not for you to get involved in, but that's another story, because he won't be here. Let me tell you something, in 2 years he's going to be gone, but whatever. He'd be gone today if I was running the team. Maybe he would never have been hired if I was running the team. McCarthy would be the coach. With that said, what aggravated me the most last night was watching this quarterback, who I think, you know, I'm waiting 50 years for a franchise quarterback, maybe we finally got one, and this kid last night, he played like he was a high school quarterback playing in the NFL. Like he never saw a blitz before in his life. And he's just throwing a ball up for grabs. I'm watching this, Ty, and I'm like, what? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
I don't know. You know, I don't play quarterback. I don't know exactly what his reads are and what he was thinking, you know, on certain plays. Sometimes it could have been, you know, a guy not being in the right spot with the right timing. So I honestly, I don't know. But you know, clearly it didn't go our way.
Did you get a sense as a veteran guy that Sam was spooked a little bit, that he was, you know, hearing the footsteps? Right. He basically admitted it on national TV with the microphone because he was mic'd.
Did he really say that?
Yeah. He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, he said it.
I didn't see the video. What did he say?
He said, I'm seeing ghosts.
He said it point blank.
Well, I guess that explains it. You know, maybe. I mean, that, like, to give him credit and not taking anything away from Sam, I said this multiple times. Sam is a really freaking good quarterback, and he's young, but he's a really good quarterback. And that Patriots defense is a veteran defense, and it's a really good defense. So I guess it was just a really good test for him. And knowing Sam, he's just going to be better from this. Like, he's going to learn from this. He's going to grow from this. And he's going to be so much better.
Look, I still have faith in Sam, but I got to ask you something, because the way you responded to hearing that he said, I saw ghosts, you're almost surprised. Like, wow, did he say that? And Kyle Van Noy did the same thing. Like, wow, he actually said that? Does that surprise you? Is this something that you're almost surprised a quarterback would admit? I'm sure Sam forgot he was mic'd. I'm sure he didn't think that, oh, yeah, this is going to be on Monday Night Football. But does that part just surprise you that a quarterback would admit that?
No. Personally, I appreciate anyone that can just be open, be honest, wear their emotions on their sleeves, you know, whatever the case may be. Like, if anything, that just tells you what was happening. He's young, and the New England was just throwing a lot of stuff at him that he just wasn't ready for. And if he was seeing ghosts, then I guess he was a little flustered out there, but it was a good test for him, a good challenge for him. And Sam is a guy, like I said, that challenging him and testing him is only going to make him better. He's a guy that when he makes mistakes, he gets better from them.
Mm. Well, he certainly made some last night. There's no doubt about it. It was extremely disheartening. The offensive game plan coming into this game, did you think you had a good offensive game plan coming into this game?
Yeah, I think so. I think we did. You know, honestly, it was... You know, I think what happened last night was sort of, I guess, what's been happening to us is just it was the self-inflicted wounds. I think some of those holding penalties were some BS penalties that called us back. I think Le'Veon had a huge, I think it was like 3rd and 20, 3rd and 14 conversion, and
yep,
then there was
yep,
holding
yep,
that,
yep.
that brought that back, and we saw it on the big board, and we were like, really? They just called that? You know?
Well, they called a lot of penalties. In fairness, I mean, the one decent drive it seemed you guys had all night was like 4 penalties on the Patriots.
So, yeah, that was the whole drive.
That was like the whole drive.
I think it was like 12 yards. Yeah.
So as much
yards.
As I can't stand the officials, I can't stand them. I mean, you know, they're horrific. We know that. But they called a bunch on them, too. So I can't even, you know, like I said, they were almost like, I almost felt at that point, the officials were saying, boy, we want to keep some people actually watching the game. You know what I mean? Let me throw a few to the Jets here. That's what I felt. I got to tell you, I did, Ty.
I mean, if that's the case, if that's their logic, then at the end of the game, let us have that 3rd and 14, man. Come on. Let us keep going.
Oh, man. Why, and we're talking to Ty Montgomery, we were talking about this before, when things have gotten bad this year, they quickly go to worse.
Yep.
Like, there
yep.
hasn't been a, all right, we're down 24-0, and you guys show some fight, and you end up losing the game, but it doesn't become like this giant laughingstock. Why do you think that's happened this year? Why do you think a game like last night, which started bad, we get it, it's 17-0 before you can get comfortable. You know, it's a blowout early on. Why do you think with this team, the bad has gotten to so much worse so quickly?
You know, I honestly don't know. You know, I honestly don't know, but, you know, this is my first year on the team. But if I had to guess, you know, maybe it has something to do with guys that have been here are just frustrated and they're just sick of losing. And no one out there is giving up. Like, we don't have any guys like that. No one out there is giving up. But maybe some guys start trying to do a little extra. Like, that's the natural thing to do. You get tired of losing, you get frustrated, and you try to do a little extra, and sometimes you might just end up doing too much when you're out there on the field. I honestly don't know. I'm spitballing, and I'm trying to, you know, take up for my guys, because I truly believe no one out there is giving up. Every guy out there is fighting their tail off, and every guy out there works their butt off every single day. So, you know.
Let me say this, Ty. And you know, look, you know how I've been a Jet fan for decades, as you know. Okay, I've had a lot of pain. It's amazing I can walk. I mean, it's unbelievable. But I mean, the fan watches that. What you just said, all right, And a fan watches that and said, you know, really? You know, you really are really sick of losing? And it doesn't manifest itself when you see that last night. I mean, how can I think that? I mean, how can I think that in the minds of the player that you're so sick of losing, but then you put the slop, you know, the absolute non-competitive slop that we saw last night out there, how can a fan think that? You know what I mean, Ty?
I do know what you mean, but, you know, anyone that's going through, I mean, I think this is just a testament to any part of life. Anyone that's going through something, just because it repeatedly happens to them, doesn't mean that they're not tired of it. Doesn't mean that they want it to continue happening. You know, that's just where we are right now, and we have to get better. And we're out there providing for our families, living out our childhood dreams, trying to please the fans and play great football and be our best selves on that football field. So that's why I'm able to confidently say that guys are tired of losing. Nobody plays this game to lose.
Right.
I can promise
right,
you that.
Right.
When you walk into the locker room after that game is over, I know Joe's mood leaving the stadium. I know my mood, just basically saying, all right, I'm going to bed. What was that mood in that room as you all guys are standing around after losing 33-0?
It's a little bit of shock, a little bit of disbelief. That's not what any of us expected, you know, especially coming off of that win against Dallas. You know, we had high expectations for ourselves, and we just didn't play up to the standard. And you know, at the same time, we got to give credit to New England. Like I said, they're a good football team right now.
Mm. Ty Montgomery of the Jets with us, and a terrific job by you actually coming on. But then you really didn't do anything wrong last night. I mean, you know, they barely use you on offense, which I don't understand. But that's, you know, but at least they got you returning kicks. But, you know, whatever. How disheartening is it? And this is what kills me, too. And this goes to the owners. And, again, this is way above you, Ty. But I don't expect you to answer that. But as far as the ownership goes. But when at the end of this game, and I was there last night. I stayed a lot longer than I should have. I stayed until the end of the third quarter. I should probably have left at halftime because it was a lost cause at that point. But, you know, I hung in there till the end of the third quarter. But how disheartening is it? Your game's at the end of the game, and here's this stadium, your home stadium, or, you know, at least that's what they call it, loaded with nothing but these Patriot fans, most of them frauds, because most of them have been Patriot fans, you know, in the last 10 to 15 years. Before that, they wouldn't know the Patriots from a hole in a wall. But be that, you know, until Belichick got there. But be that as it may, how disheartening is that to see all these Patriot fans there cheering their team on your home field? Does that make you crazy?
I mean, we had a ton of Jets fans there cheering us on, too. So.
Well, I'm talking about the end of the game because all the Jets fans were pretty much gone by that point. I don't think there was anybody left but Patriot fans. What?
I mean, I would have loved to have, you know, make some huge comeback victory with just the Patriots
right.
fans.
Oh, yeah,
in there.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, you know, it's a Monday night game. The fans feel like the game is over. People got work. Kids got to go to school. You know, if they brought their kids to the games, you know, I'm not going to fault any fans for having life outside of football.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm not knocking my, because I left too at the end of the third quarter. I'm not knocking a Jet fan for leaving. Now, you should, if you left at the end of the first drive, I wouldn't get on you. But my point is, it's very disheartening. When, you know, for me as a fan, you know, as I'm, you know, we're knowing, as because we're listening to the game, Ernie and I, my producer, went to the game last night. We're listening to the, you know, in the fourth quarter, I mean, the game's over, but, and we know that there's nothing but Patriot fans left in the building cheering their team. And, I mean, it bothers me in our home stadium. It bothers me. And I got to believe it, at least I think it should bother the players. That's what I mean, Ty. You understand what I'm saying?
Honestly, I'm not so sure. I mean, the team's winning. I mean, I don't expect them to leave early, I guess.
They're fans.
Right. How do you turn the page now?
Yeah.
Because you got a tough defense, a tough matchup with Jacksonville next week on the road. You've played a lot of games at MetLife. Now you got to go on the road. How do you guys turn the page from the stench of this loss?
You do that one day at a time. We win each day, one day at a time. We need to win the day today, having off, recovering, getting maintenance on our body, getting people as healthy as we can get them. And then we do that the next day, and then we do that the next day, and we lay each brick as perfectly as it can be laid. And you know, hopefully we have that wall that we want to have by the end of the season.
And, you know, and that the narrative now going forward is going to be, well, the schedule lightens up now. You know, you got two games with Miami. You got to play the Redskins. You got to play the Giants. You got to play the Bengals. And my comeback to that is, well, they're saying the same thing. You know, those teams are looking at the Jets. Say, well, you know, we got the Jets on our schedule. We can win. So when I hear that stuff, that's the way I think. So I don't honestly, as a fan,
that's what you're hearing.
No, this is my, about the schedule lighten up. Oh yeah. Oh, we heard that even before. You know, before the Patriot game, we were hearing that about how easy the schedule is after that.
I'm saying about other teams, you know, fans saying,
"Oh, I think so." Don't you think that? I mean, if you were on the Redskins right now, okay, the Redskins are 1-6. So you're on the Redskins right now, and you're playing the Jets down the road. You're looking at, oh, that's a game we can win. We're playing the Jets at home. Don't you think that team is thinking that? I think they probably are. Aren't you thinking that you could beat the Dolphins twice this year? Aren't you thinking that as a Jet player?
Of course, I'm thinking we can beat anybody.
I understand.
I wouldn't expect, you know, somebody to be looking at us and saying, oh, you know, we got the Jets. That's an easy one. Yeah. I think.
You don't think Belichick was thinking that? I don't know.
Okay. I don't. You know, I honestly, Belichick doesn't strike me as a guy to go easy on anyone and to take anyone lightly. I think he, of all people, understands this is the NFL and anyone can be beaten on any given Sunday or Monday or Thursday. I think, you know, honestly, I would think right now we've just been playing inconsistent football. And I think teams are looking at us saying this is a good football team. Don't let their record fool you. You could get their best football or they can make a lot of mistakes that could hurt themselves. They could shoot themselves in the foot. Don't sleep on these guys, because if you get their best football, you get their good football, this team could really hurt you.
Mm. All right.
Well, beat the Jaguars.
Go beat the Jaguars, and let's get this stench of this disgrace out of our mouths. You know what I mean, Ty?
I know exactly what you mean.
So we can have like a happy conversation. And I give you a lot of credit for coming on today, because a lot of guys would not have come on the show today after that last night. So I give you a lot of credit for that. You're a good guy, and it's not really working too much other places. Can we use Ty Montgomery a little more on offense than we do? I mean, I would ask Adam Gase that, but, you know, then again, I don't think he's talking to me anytime, so.
I don't think you want to talk to him either. So.
Well, no, I do. Oh, no. No, I got plenty to say to Adam Gase. No, I would love to talk to the quarterback whisperer. He did a lot of whispering to the quarterback last night, didn't he? Oh, God. Oh.
Hey, all I got to say is it's not Adam's fault. If, you know, Sam said that, he's saying go.
Oh, no, that's a different story. But you know what I mean.
I don't know. I mean, a coach could put a better game plan together so that he's not seeing ghosts every 12
maybe
seconds.
Maybe Gase did whisper the ghost word to him. You never know. Maybe that's what he whispered to him last night.
Ty,
you got to come in one day before the year's over. You know what I mean? You really do.
I will.
Will you do that?
Yeah,
because I know you want to meet us two wackos. I know you. I know you want to do that.
So. Can we drink on the show? I'd love
to. No, I don't care if you could drink.
Yeah, you can.
That's fine. I mean, I can't drink anymore. I can't do that anymore. I got too many. Too many physical issues. But you could do whatever you want. I'll buy you a bottle of Jack Daniels. What do you want?
Jack Daniels.
Not for you.
But what's your drink of choice?
What do you drink?
Honestly, I'm drinking more. Red wine these days.
Red wine. Classy guy.
There you go. Well, he's from Stanford, definitely. Of course.
Yeah, I can see it. Well, Ty, take this off day, get your massage, and drink some red wine.
Use the Swifter. You're going to use the Swifter today, Ty? You using that today?
Oh, definitely. Definitely got to clean up my spray. Using the Swifter Jet. I'm looking at it in my corner right now.
Are you?
I'm itching. Yeah, I'm itching.
All right.
Well, have a good time, Ty.
Ty, always a pleasure, man. Stay well. Stay healthy.
Always.
All right, man.
God bless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.